Hey, it's Amy, and I'm popping into the feed right now to tell you that I believe we're creating something together here on Threshold. You, me, and the whole team that makes this show. We're making a meeting ground for people who want to think and feel and learn about this unbelievably fascinating and beautiful planet. It's a pretty special place in the audio landscape, but we need your support for it to grow and thrive. There are lots of ways you can help. You can make a donation and also make introductions. Mention the show to a friend or a coworker. Share an episode with your network. Your recommendation is how more people will find this community and join the conversation. Learn more about how you can help at thresholdpodcast.org. And thank you so much for listening. Hey, Threshold listeners, it's Amy. For a few months now, we've been telling you that we're working on season 4 of Threshold, but not really telling you the topic. And I'm going to fix that today, sort of. I'm going to tell you a story of something I did several years ago, something which very nearly had disastrous consequences, which is kind of a metaphor for what season 4 is all about. So this is kind of like a pre-trailer. A strong hint. First, though, I just want to remind you that we are in the final weeks of our annual fundraiser. We're aiming to raise $50,000 before the end of the year. It's a big goal, but we're really close, and we really need you to help us hit it. We've got some special matching funds that have been pledged, so whatever you give will be doubled. If you're inspired to help us keep making our unique audio documentaries about some of the most important issues of our time, please go to our website, thresholdpodcast.org, and click the donate button. Thank you so much for your support. Again, the place to go is thresholdpodcast.org. And now for the story. A few years ago, I walked into my kitchen and saw flames rising up from my stove. They were 2 or 3 feet high, licking the ceiling, beginning to turn it black. And for a minute, I froze. What was happening? How could this be? I remember thinking how quiet it was. I had just been in the other room, right around the corner. How could I have been oblivious to this? And yet, there was the undeniable proof in front of me, long, flickering flames engulfing the tea kettle I'd set on the burner. Its black plastic handle was melting, the round lid over the spout, designed to shriek out a warning when the water hit a boiling point, was gaping open. A silent scream. Back in the 1980s, some scientists walked into our global kitchen and said, "Hey, there's a fire here." And for over 3 decades now, we've mostly been standing there watching it, stunned into inaction. Not all of us. Some people have been trying to sound the alarm. Others have been busy devising ways for us to put it out. And of course, some people have spent their time trying to convince themselves and others that there's not really a fire there. But many of us have just been sort of paralyzed, unsure of what to do, and struggling to really take in the information. Meanwhile, scientist after scientist has entered the kitchen and confirmed what the first one saw. Yep, it's a fire, and it's a scary one. And it's getting bigger. If we want to keep it from raging totally out of control, we have to act definitively now.
We understand the basic science here. We have got this nailed down. Climate change is real, and it is us.
I know you already know that the climate crisis is urgent. That's not news. But in a way, that's the problem. Because we've known about this for more than 30 years, we've grown a little numb to just how urgent our situation is and how precious this time is right now, when we still have a chance to make decisive change.
Any reality we are given is not set in stone. It can be changed.
The mind-boggling reality here is that all of us who are alive today are holding the future of human civilization in our hands. That's such a ridiculously huge statement, it's hard for me to even say it. So I'm going to return to metaphor. To me, in my kitchen, coming upon that fire on my stove. I don't know how long I hesitated. It was probably just a few seconds. I vaguely remember spinning around in a circle, like a chicken who'd just seen a fox. But I snapped out of it, grabbed the fire extinguisher, doused the fire, pulled the kettle off the burner, turned off the stove. It's what anybody would do, because when we're really feeling the heat, we don't waste time. We stop fighting with the truth and with each other. We pull ourselves out of paralysis. We get to work.
Yeah, we can do this, and there's just no reason not to do it.
Could this be the moment when that same instinct kicks in on a global level? Maybe. Maybe we're finally done standing there staring at the flames, wondering what the future holds, or pretending that what we're seeing isn't real. Will we finally take action? And will it be enough? Soon enough?
So we're in uncharted territory, and we have to embrace it. We can't sort of shy away from it.
That's what season 4 of Threshold is all about. We're planning to start releasing in just a few weeks. Stay tuned.